The president and CEO of one of the state's largest Native corporations was terminated yesterday amid a sexual harassment lawsuit. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes has more.
Chilista, the regional corporation for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, fired Matthew Nicolai following a 15-year stint as president. Nicolai had been with the corporation for 35 years altogether. In 2009, he was paid over $730,000 as the president. The board of directors made their decision in a special meeting held Sunday. Nicolai had been on administrative leave starting August 31st, following sexual harassment allegations by an employee. The person alleges that they had an affair, and he later became a stalker and prevented her from doing her job. On Sunday, the board of directors decided to terminate Nicolai.
This has nothing to do with the business of Chilista Corporation.
Lincoln Garrick is a corporation spokesperson. He says the board had conducted an independent investigation into human resources violations involving Nicolai.
And the independent investigators presented results and findings on Friday. And the board took those into account and unanimously decided to terminate the employment contract of Matthew Nicolai.
In the same meeting, the board unanimously supported hiring Acting President Andrew Guy as Nicolai's permanent replacement. Guy has been with Chilista since 1996 as General Counsel and Executive Vice President. Chilista is the second largest Native corporation in the state. Its region includes over 13,000 shareholders and 6.5 million acres of land. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.